Welcome back to Nerds RPG Friday Cast. This is OSR Tidbits Friday for OSR October, where I talk about different things out there. And today I'm going to talk about different ways to play OD&D, the original 1974 edition of Dungeons & Dragons. Now, you can go to DriveThruRPG and download copies from Wizards of the Coast. You have to buy them, but they're inexpensive. And you can buy those original books, slightly edited, and read those and try to play off those. And I do recommend you pick up the original books and have those. But there are a variety of different ways, hacks out there, to play these. Now, we go from ways that are totally rewritten, inspired by those, like Swords and Wizardry, to something a little bit closer, like Delving Deeper or Iron Falcon, to things that are a fair bit different. And I'm going to talk about a couple of those hacks. Now, some of these require you to have a copy of OD&D. So either buy them from Wizards of the Coast, find a used copy, which is a lot of money, or you could probably use Delving Deeper, one of these other, you know, retro clones for this purpose. The first one I'm going to mention is by my friend Daniel over at Bandit's Keep, and this is Unchained. And I'll put a link to his Patreon. You don't have to be a member of his Patreon to download this PDF. Unchained is his rule set that uses chainmail for the combat system. It's really interesting, and I do recommend it if you're more interested in kind of that miniatures war game kind of thing. And to be honest, you don't have to have miniatures in a battle map and all to use Unchained. You're going to want something to show that kind of stuff. You could just have a piece of paper and a pencil and do it, or PowerPoint, or any virtual tabletop. But you could really do Unchained combat for the most part, theater of the mind as well. So Daniel Norton's Unchained is the first one to point to. The next one I'm going to point to is Delta's D&D Hotspot. Now, this is by Daniel also, and Daniel Collins this time. And Delta's D&D Hotspot is really interesting. It is a gentleman that's really into OD&D, and you'll see him on the Wandering DMs podcast. But Dan also has set up his simplified rules and ways to play this. So he's got a bunch of downloads that are free over on his thing. He has house rules called Original Edition Delta that you can go check out. And he also has books you can pay for, like the Book of War to do mass combat. He has spell cards, other things. He's got a system he's developed called Target 20 that kind of gives almost like a universal mechanic. And so it's kind of the opposite of what Daniel Norton over at Bandit's Keep's doing, but Dan over at Delta's D&D Hotspot, I know we have a lot of Dans going on, but they're both really interesting takes on OD&D and both worth looking at. The next one I'm going to mention is Greyharp. Now, this one, unfortunately, you're going to have to do a little bit of searching for. There's no legal edition of this out there, and I'm not going to provide links or copies to something that has potential issues. But I am going to mention it because if you've been on any of the older forums like Dragon's Foot or Knights and Knave or OD&D 74, you've probably seen mention of Greyharp. And the Save for Half podcast actually did an episode on it last year. Greyharp is the three books of OD&D put together in one volume, one PDF, and then some house ruling and some ruling to try to make it work without needing a copy of chainmail to go with it. Really, for the original game, you need a copy of chainmail, and they want you to have a copy of Outdoor Survival, which is a board game by Avalon Hill as well. Now, I've got those, and I do recommend them. I think they're a lot of fun. You can see Daniel Norton of Bandit's Keep using that Outdoor Survival board game in his actual solo plays over on his channel. There's a link in the show notes, so you can see how that all works. But the Greyharp single volume edition kind of takes away any need for that. There are two copies of Greyharp out there. One has some great Frank Frazetta art in there, obviously just lifted off the internet. And the other one has just other art from other TSR editions. Again, just lifted off the internet because this isn't a product that's for sale or even available for free legitimately, right? But it's a really interesting house-ruled version that's easy to read, and it's kind of a shame that it's not more readily available. Maybe, you know, since OSE is basically just the BX rules lifted, maybe at some point the legal atmosphere will be the point where an art-free version of Greyharp single volume edition can be put out there. I think it's a great entry point, but it's one I can't wholeheartedly recommend because you can't go just to drive through RPG and download it, right? You have to actually search around the internet. And if you do search around the internet, be careful of what you click on, boys and girls. There are some bad sites out there, and you could actually download viruses or download other things on your computer. So be careful with that. But I do feel need to mention it because it is one of the big things that a lot of people talk about when they talk about ways to play OD&D. So with that said, there's a number of ways you can try OD&D out. Again, Bandits Keep Unchained if you want to incorporate chainmail. Delta's D&D Hotspot if you don't and want to kind of really simplify it. Or some other ways are like Swords and Wizardry and Delving Deeper. There are also a number of other hacks out there and a number of other versions out there. But that'll get you started on different ways to dive into OD&D. Or, like I say, pick up the original books, and if you have questions, then refer to these other sources or get on the internet and start looking. If you start looking, of course, places like Knights and Knaves and OD&D 74, those are old-style internet forums. They're the places to look for answers, not places like Reddit and whatnot, because you're probably not going to find the player base for these older games there. Okay. I hope that's been helpful. I've gone way over my time limit for a Tidbits Friday. So take care, and I'll see you on Sunday with another interview. Be excellent to each other.